I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Residents around North Bennington are getting used to a new normal following the discovery of a potential carcinogen in their groundwater. About 100 homes have been equipped with carbon filtration systems. Residents are relying on bottled water for personal consumption and even to supply farm animals. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, they're also waiting for a more permanent solution.
Wayne Catchmar needs a lot of clean water to run his small farm in Bennington. And since Catchmar's private well tested positive for PFOA, which is a suspected cancer-causing chemical, he's been giving his horses bottled water.
They drink between 8 to 10 gallons a day each, and the two of them, so there's between about 15 to 20 gallons of water a day. Oh, yes, I know. You're cute. I know.
Catchmar has one of the new carbon filters on his water system. But the state says he shouldn't drink the water yet until the system's been tested, so he's been picking up free bottled water in town.
Right now I've been running up to the North Bennington Variety Store, and I'm getting my exercise hefting those 5-gallon bottles right now. But we'll live with it.
Even though he can't drink the filtered water yet, Catchmar has been using the water around his house, and he says there's been a learning curve.
One of the issues is it reduces the volume of water significantly. The most important thing I learned is I was outside watering the horses at the same time my wife was upstairs taking a shower. That was not a good combination.
Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Shuren says the carbon filters were installed to address the water contamination in the most immediate way possible. She says eventually the contaminated wells should be replaced with water from nearby municipal systems.
The community deserves a long-term clean water source, and we know that the municipal source is clean in North Bennington, and we would like to make sure that those people have long-term access to clean water. That's going to mean a municipal line extension in the long term.
But that long-term plan is expected to cost between $7 and $10 million, and no one is ready to commit to that kind of money. It's likely the contamination came from the Chemfab factory in North Bennington. Saint-Gobain operated the plant until it closed in 2002, and the company's been paying for bottled water, water tests, and the carbon filter systems. The state says that bill will top $4 million, and so far the company has been amenable to covering the costs. But Saint-Gobain spokeswoman Julia DiCarlito says the company isn't ready to commit to paying for a new water system project.
You know, I think it's early to define what the best long-term solution is. Right now, the investigation is going on. We're not going anywhere. We're working closely together, and then I think we have to map out what those steps are in due time as we learn more.
And regardless of who pays for it, there will be a number of hurdles to get over before the first drops of clean water reach any of the contaminated properties. There's plenty of capacity in the Bennington system, but the North Bennington system is much smaller, and it's not clear just how far that water system can be pushed. There will also likely be secluded homes that are simply out of reach of either system. Then there's the challenge of selling the idea to people like Ed Loveland, who has a well and who's lived a long time without paying water bills. Loveland is 77, and he says the PFOA hasn't killed him yet. And he says he and his wife aren't crazy about drinking treated water off the municipal system.
Wife won't hook on unless it's mandatory. She don't like the water.
Bennington Town Manager Stuart Hurd says there are likely other independent Vermonters living off a private well who might be less than excited to pay for municipally treated water. In most urban and suburban communities, hooking on to the water system is not an option, but Hurd says rural Vermont is another story.
Here in Vermont, we've not done that. We've not forced people to. That's one of the issues I think the select board has to think about when we prepare to do this. We have to understand what the willingness is of the people who are out there. I mean, people who have a good well may not want to connect.
So there are still a lot of questions out there. In the meantime, another 30 carbon filters are being installed in the next week or so. And the state is still testing wells and waiting on the last round of water tests to see if there are even more contaminated homes to serve. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.